弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
在主里面问候大家。
I bring you greetings.
啊，我们两个姐妹教会偶尔常常，哇，应该算是常常吧，有一些交流啊。
We two sister churches often have interactions.
或者我们啊，有的时候过来，或者有的时候你们过去。
Sometimes we come over, sometimes you guys come over.
啊，有的时候，下一次应该是4月5号到7号。在整个 OSU 跟 U of 的两个团体会有一个联合的退休会啊，大学生。
And, also our church student ministry, the student of the Oregon State University and the student of University of Oregon will have a joint student retreat on
April
5th to 7th.
虽然在那个 Civil War 的时候打得你死我活啊。
So although we had a great rivalry during the Civil War,
但是我们私下都言和啊。
But we still have good connection, good relationship.
所以我觉得这个是一个很好的见证。比赛归比赛，这个游戏归游戏，但是还是一家人。
So I think that's a great testimony. Although we have games and competitions, but we're still one family.
好，今天我要跟各位思想一个问题，这个问题其实蛮大的。
So today I want to think about this question together with you.
这个问题可以说是神学上的问题，是影响力或在我们人生的过程中非常的深远。
It's a theological question and it brings great effect to our life.
我必须说，在我将近或者50多年的这个信主的过程中，一直给我很大的困惑。
And during my 50 years of being a Christian, it has always given me lots of questions.
最好的情况只能说有的时候不清不楚。
At best, I did not understand fully.
直到最近才对这件事情有一些新的领受。
And just recently, I have had new revelations.
心里面觉得很惭愧。
And I feel ashamed.
特别是在教会里面做代理，做教导的。
Because I've been a teacher and a leader in the church.
好像是瞎子领瞎子啊。
And I feel like it's blind leading the blind.
把整个教会都带到坑里去了。
And I led the whole church into a pit.
所以有时候真的要求神怜悯我们，真的是在主里面，我们都是在学习啊。
So we can only ask for God's mercy because we're all learning.
所以这个问题很大，所以我也愿意真的在这个教会里面跟各位仔细的想一想。
So I want to share together with you my revelation on this very, very important issue.
我不敢说我百分之百的有把握。
And I can't say that I've understood fully.
但是我在2019年1月27号今天我是有把握的。
But at this point today, January 27th, 2019,
也许一年两年或者
是有改变，我不知道。And maybe further down the road, I will have some new revelations.
但是我只能把我最新觉得是现在最有把握的，跟各位来分享一个非常重要的一个观念，一个概念的转变。
But I want to share with you this change in this concept within me.
特别是我们所谓福音派坚实的信徒们，这个概念的转变非常的巨大。
And for us evangelical Christians, this is a very important, very great change.
好，所以请你们束紧腰带，咱们走这个 roller coaster 哈，走一趟。
So get ready to get on this roller coaster with me.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们在你面前向你承认。
Lord, we come before you and we admit.
我们都是在罪中服侍的罪人。
We serve you, but we're in sin.
我们懂得主你的教导实在是太少。
And we understand so little of your teaching.
不管我们年纪大、知识多，或者有些什么学位，只是发现到最后我们不懂得更多。
And no matter how old we are or what kind of degree we have, we only find out we know so little.
我们战战兢兢走这条路的时候，真的是要存着一个谦卑、求主怜悯的心。
We're in fear as we walk on this path, and we want to hold on to our humble heart.
求主赦免我们，特别在教会里面做带领的、教导的，我们以前的无知。
And I ask for your forgiveness.Especially for those of us who serve and lead the church of our ignorance.
甚至是现在，主啊，我们都要求圣灵的保守、宝血的遮盖。
And even now, we ask for your blood to cover us.
求你与我们同在。
Please be with us.
帮助我们走这条天路。
And help us to walk this heavenly path.
我们恭敬地仰望你。
And we look up to you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
我今天跟各位分享这个题目是2019往前走、啊、往标杆跑。
And this is my topic today, reaching the goal 2019.
我们时间过得很快，2019已经过了十二分之一了，快了啊。
So we have already passed one twelfth of 2019.
啊，所谓中国年大概还有一个多礼拜也要到了，所以我们在新年的时候，我们希望有一些新的领受或新的方向。
And in more about one week, it will be Chinese New Year. So in this new changing time, we want to have new teachings.
我盼望这个新的概念深植在各位弟兄姊妹的心中，让我们今天2019有一个新的想法。
And I hope this new revelation will take hold of your heart so that in this following year, we will have this new life.
因为2019只能活一次。
Because you can only live through 2019 once.
也许你这个是在还不到二十年，你就活到2019了，或者我们活到很久了才活到2019。不管怎么样，2019只有一次啊。
So no matter you are young or old, you will only have 2019 once in your life.
所以我们盼望在2019，在我们每一个人的生命中都起了一些决定性的改变，或者一个新的方向，一个新的想法。
So I wish that 2019 for you.Will be an impact, a point of impact in your life.
这节经文，我相信耳熟能详，大家很多人都会背。
And this verse, I think, is very familiar to a lot of you. A lot of you know how to memorize.
Yeah, 至少对我以前来讲啊，就是念了都是很好啊，都是。但是，我最近好像有一些不同的看见。
And this is also very familiar to me as well, but just recently I have some new understanding.
所以我们今天盼望从一个新的角度来看这一段很熟的经文，好吗？
So we are going to take this new perspective as we study this verse.
好，我们来一起来念一遍，好不好？我们一起来念一遍。
Let's read together.
就是上面的有的，我们就一起来念，好吧？
这不是说，
我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。或者可以得着耶稣基督的礼，所以得到我的。所以弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样子的心。好，这首经文，我想很多人都能够背啊。
And I believe a lot of you can memorize these verses.
好，我今天要从一个不同的角度切入这一段很熟悉的经文。
So let's now approach it in a different perspective.
这一段就讲到一个很重要的概念，我们先从它的结论开始讲。
Let's first of all look at its conclusion.
因为从一个结论开始讲的时候，你可以不会。misguided 或者说是go astray、huh?
because if we set out the conclusion first then we won't be misguided or go on the wrong path
那这一段他的结论保罗在这边很清楚的就讲到结论是什么呢
and what is the conclusion that Paul makes
他就讲他说所以我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样子的心、啊
So it says all of us who are mature should take such a view of things.
所以这个地方有一个字，所以这是一个 key word， 是一个很重要的关键词。
The word therefore is a very important word.
所以这个字的意思是说，我们前面讲了这么多。
And the word means all those things that we talked about.
但是我现在要给你们一个结论。
Now I'm going to give you a conclusion.
啊，这个结论呢，就是说我们中间所有是完全人，你们都要这样想，都要存这样子的心。
And the conclusion is.All of you who are perfect, remember this point of view.
所以他的这个地方就强调，就是暗示或者明示我们弟兄姐妹，我们读了前面这些，我们到最后，我们一定要存这样子的心。
So it emphasizes that remember all those that we have just read. This is our point of view.
好，存这样子的心很容易理解。
And so it's easy to understand the point of view.
就是存这样的心，就是前面这个你要放在心里面行出来。就存这样子的心。
So that means whatever you have just read, put it in your heart and live it out.
但是这个地方讲到我们中间凡是完全人。
But then there's this phrase that says those of us who are perfect.
那这个完全是什么意思呢
？And what does it mean to be perfect?
好，你看看英文有些版本它用一个 quotation， 好像是一个 sarcastic， 是 是有点这个讽刺的味道。
So some English translations they put a quotation mark around the word perfect. It seems like it's trying to be sarcastic.
但是这个完全真正的意思，它在原文里面就是 complete， 就是 perfect， 就是 mature 的意思啊。
But in the original language, that's exactly what it means. It means being complete. It means being mature. That's what it means.
所以我认为这个地方保罗他就是讲我们就是完全人。
So I think Paul is truly trying to say that we are perfect.
就是信徒。
The Christians.
就是你们这些收信的人，你们就是完全人。
So the receiver of this letter, you guys are the perfect.
所以我写信给你们，你们收信了，你们读了。
So I write to you, and after you read it.
所以我希望你们能够领受成这样子的心，因为你们都是完全人。
I hope you will receive it, receive this teaching, and because you are all perfect.
我先讲一下为什么他这边讲我们是完全人呢？
And I want to explain why he says that we're perfect people.
你们是完全人吗？
Are you perfect people?
你们是完全？
Are you perfect?
有没有完全？
Are you perfect?
都不完全啊。这么没把握啊。
Don't you have the faith?
哎呀，都不完全，那我们那也别念了，反正我们中间都不是完全的，我们回家好了。
Then let's all go home because since none of you are perfect.
为什么想完全人呢？
Why does he say that?
啊，保罗他也说你们是圣徒，圣徒，你们中间有没有圣徒啊
？And Paul also used the word saints.
你们是不是圣徒
？Do you think you're saints?
是啊。
Are you?
又是圣徒，但是不是完全人，那是怎么回事啊
？So you're saints, but you're not perfect. What does that mean?
啊，这个在一个神学思想里面，我们一定要搞清楚哈。
So we have to get the theological point.
什么叫做完全人
？What does it mean to be perfect?
保罗在这边讲，为什么我们是完全人
？Why does Paul say we're perfect?
我们真是完全人。
And we truly are.
我们真是在主里面就是完全人，为什么啊？
We are perfect in the Lord. What does that mean?
因为他是说完全人是我们基督信仰里面的最根基根基因信称义的道理。
Because this is the foundation of our faith, justification by faith.
我们简单的说。
And let's put it simply.
我们真的不是完全人。
We actually are not perfect.
但是我们靠着基督就算是完全人，懂吗
？But we are counted as perfect in Christ.
啊。我们所有所有的信仰根基，这是我们基础的基础，房角石的头块，就是我们在神的眼中，透过耶稣，我们是完全人。
So this is the cornerstone of our faith. That is, we are perfect in Christ, in the eyes of God.
我们并不是靠行为，我们不是靠任何东西，但是我们因为穿戴了耶稣基督，我们在神的眼中。算作完全人。
And this is not talking about our action, and we are wearing, we are putting on Christ Jesus, so we are counted as perfect in Christ.
哦，他这个一下子出来了，好，没关系，好，那我们就一下出来。当我们信耶稣的时候，他的就变成我们的。
When we believe in Jesus, whatever His becomes mine too.
这个信仰在层面里面是一个非常重要的基石哈。
So this is the foundation of your faith.
我们接受他的时候，我们是接受他的全部。
When we receive Christ, we receive everything.
当我们接受他的时候，我们不是接受他是这一块这一块，我们是接受他的全部的 package.
We don't take and choose, pick and take from different points, but we receive the entire package.
当我们接受耶稣基督，他的百分之百就成为我的百分之百。
When we receive Christ, His 100% becomes our 100%.
这个概念在这个神学里面是非常重要。得赎就是他算我们是百分之百，其实我们真的不是，但是他算我们百分之百。
And this is what it means of being redeemed is that we are not perfect, but He counts us as 100%.
或者说从收养的角度，他 adopt 我们，我们本来不是他的儿子，但是他算我们是他的儿子。
But also from the metaphor of being adoption, we are not his son, but he counts us as his.
都是因为我们接受了耶稣基督这件非常至关重要的事情。
And that is entirely because we have received Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督他所有的天上的产业都可以是我们的 potentially.
So, all the heavenly inheritance are ours potentially.
弟兄姊妹，这个概念我们每一个人都要知道。耶稣给我们的产业是无限量，就可能像他一样多。
And so understand this, all the inheritance from Christ are infinite, and potentially we can have it.
对，我常常用一个比喻来是这样讲啊。
And this is a metaphor that I like to use.
我们都是一些不好的 狼。
We're like wolves.
有人是土狼，有人是灰狼，有人是黄野狼、白野狼啊。
Or hyenas or different kinds of animals.
我们真的都是狼啊。但是我们穿上耶稣基督这块羊皮的时候，上帝算我们是羊。
But we put on this lambskin, and then God counts us as lamb.
他的义，他的百分之百的义，就是在这个时候，上帝透过他看我们，我们是完全的。
So the 100% of the righteousness of Jesus Christ has been given to us, so that when God looks at us, He sees us through Christ Jesus, and we're counted as perfect.
刚刚为什么有人说我有把握会被称为圣徒？
And some of you say you're saints.
为什么有把握？
Why do you have that
faith? 靠自己吗？
Why do you have that trust? Is it relying on your own action?
是靠着耶稣基督的义袍，你穿上了以后，上帝算我们。
We know that it's because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We put on the robe of righteousness.
在上帝眼中只有两种人。
And in God's eyes, there are only two kinds of people.
一种是百分之百的。
One kind are 100%.
一种是百分之九十八的。
The other kinds are 98%.
不是，开玩笑的。
No, I'm just joking.
啊，一种是百分之百，一种是百分之八十九的。
Is it 100% versus 89%?
在上帝的眼中只有两种人。
No, there are only two kinds.
一种是百分之百的。
He makes a distinction of 100%.
一种是非百分之百。
And not 100%.
所有非百分之百的，所有世界上的人都是非百分之百的。
So everyone in the world, we are not 100%.
但是透过耶稣基督，上帝算我们做百分之百，明白吗？
But in Christ Jesus, God counts us as 100%.
基石就在这个地方。
This is the cornerstone of our faith.
所以我们一定要透过耶稣基督，在上帝面前得称为义，就是这个道理。
So we have to rely on Jesus to be called righteous.
没有一个人能够救你，因为没有一个人是百分之百。
Nobody else can save you because nobody else is 100%.
因此，我们为什么有资格，或者这么有把握说我们是完全人，我们是圣徒呢？
So why can we boldly say that we're perfect and we're saints?
是因为耶稣基督的关系。
It is because of Jesus Christ.
如果我们看自己，我们没有把握。
If we look at ourselves, we cannot say.
这个概念就在这里。我们看自己的行为，我们都说不是完全人，大家都摇头，很谦虚的都承认了。
If we look at our actions, we know we're not perfect. We all humbly admit we're not perfect.
但是我们可以做完全人。
But we can be perfect.
透过耶稣基督。
In Jesus Christ.
这个是我们信仰基石的基石。
This is the cornerstone of the foundation of our faith.
我们在神眼中，我再强调一次，可以是完全人。
In the eyes of God, we can be perfect.
好，这个我就暂时讲到这个地方。这个我先把结论讲一下。
So this is the conclusion.
然后呢，我们先，然后再回到这一段的重点。
And then we go back to the main point.
好，这段呢，我们就再往前头看哈。刚刚看完最后一句，对吧？我们先往前看。
We have just finished discussing the last sentence. Now we're looking at whatever.
他前面又说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。
So he says, not that I have already obtained all this.
哎呀，这一下我就糊了。
Now I am confused.
你不是说完全了吗？
But you already said you're perfect.
那怎么现在又说我不是说我已经得着已经完全了？
And at the same time, you say I have not already been perfect.
这种就会在我们的这个脑袋里面的逻辑，在里面的思想，我们会有一些真的，那到底是完全还是不完全？
So this is very contradicting in logic, isn't it? Are we perfect or not?
我们看到这个结论，我们是完全，从基督信仰里面，我们真的是完全人。
So we look at the conclusion, we are perfect in Christ Jesus.
然后他又说，很明显的说，我不是完全，我还没有。
Very clearly, he says, I have not already been perfect.
他不仅讲他没有完全。
And he's not merely saying that he's not perfect.
他甚至说我竭力追求。
And he's also saying that I strive to lay hold.
或者可以得到。
Of that for.
或者可以。
That maybe I will receive.
对啊 ，maybe， 哎呀 ，maybe， 好像有一个不定的在那个地方。
And there seems to be this uncertain tone.
哦，这个就，哎呀，到底完全不完全啊？这个是怎么回事啊
？Is he perfect or not？
然后后面再加一个，弟兄们。
And then he says, brothers and sisters.
啊，通常在这种表示里面就表示你们要仔细听啊。
Whenever he address the receive.
我不是以为自己得着。
He means pay attention. I do not consider myself to have attained.
再强调一次，我不是完全的。
He
我没得到。
He repeats that he's not, he has not considered. And then he says, there's only one thing, is to forget the things that are behind and reaching out for the things that are ahead.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这两件事情上面糊涂的时候，这个有一些混乱的时候，其实我仔细后来分析想，其实很简单。
It looks like it's very contradicting, but after I think about it, I think it's very simple.
当我们完全的时候，我们是讲到救恩那个层面。
When we say we're perfect, we're talking about salvation.
但是他说他不完全是说什么不完全呢？
But when he said he has not yet perfected, what is he talking about?
什么东西他还要努力呢？
What does he have to work on?
你不是已经100%完全了吗？
Are you perfect
100%? 你为什么还要努力？
Why then do you have to work?
救恩难道还要你去付代价，还要去积功德吗？
Do you have to work to attain salvation?
好，这个地方的主词是什么？
What is the subject of this?
这一段他为什么说他不完全？
Why does he say that he's not perfect?
是什么不完全？
What is not perfect?
弟兄姊妹， 什么不完全？
What is not perfect?
什么不完全？ 他讲什么东西他认为他不完全？
What does he say that he's not perfect for?
我们特别是福音派的信徒，很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少很少
rarely, rarely, rarely talk about this. And I'll tell you why.
为什么我们会说不完全呢？
Why do we say that we're not perfect?
什么东西不完全？
What is not perfect?
他还要努力，是什么回事啊？
Why does he have to work?
主词是什么？
What is the subject?
什么不完全？
What is the subject?
我们中间有没有猜一猜？有没有？就在答案就在这个经文里面。
You can find the answer.
什么不完全？
On the screen. What is
not perfect? 还有呢？还有呢
？Myself。
还有呢？就在这里面，就在这里面。他到底是讲
in there？
保罗说什么不完全
？Paul says there's something that's not perfect。
啊？他什么不完全
？What is it？
好，他为什么要还要追啊？为什么还要追啊
？Why is he still working towards this goal？
我给你给我答案好不好？
I'll tell you the answer.
还是我下次再来跟你们讲。
Or should I come back next time and tell you the answer?
给他啥？
What did Jesus give him?
Joy?
Salvation?
他没说。后边给你。
Oh, did he not say?
你看，我们信徒真的是，我不笑各位，也不怪各位。
I am not trying to make fun.
确实，我们有时候。
And I don't blame you.
弟兄姊妹，他那个主持这一段打红的哈。
So、all the red words.
讲什么东西他不完全
What is the subject of this entire
section? 什么东西在保罗心中是不完全？他这么怕，他那么紧张，他要去追，他要去努力，他要去得什么东西啊
？What does Paul have to strive towards?
不是救恩，救恩也是完全了嘛
？Salvation is perfected.
弟兄姊妹是奖赏啊
！Oh, it's the prize.
保罗他对救恩有把握，他说我是完全的。
He's very confident that he has the salvation. He says I'm perfect in that respect.
我很有把握，你看罗马书，看其他所有的书信，你都看。
If you read the Romans or other letters,
我因信称义，等等等等，我是完全，我是证明没有把握，没有问题。
I'm a saint.
什么不完全
？Very confident. What is not perfect?
什么东西他还要去付代价
？What does he have to work for?
什么东西他还要去追？是奖赏，
It's the prize that he has to work towards.
弟兄姊妹们，我真的是觉得很可惜，我们福音派信徒这么多年来，我们常常没有把这一点挖出来，我觉得很遗憾。
I think it's unfortunate that we evangelical Christians have not focused on this teaching for so many years.
我们不敢讲奖赏。
And we don't want to talk about praise. We don't dare to.
都很圣洁。
Because we are all so holy.
咱们基督徒不功利的。
We are not.
咱们基督徒不现实的。
We are not.
我们来教会。
We don't have.
单单纯纯的敬拜爱上帝。
We come to church just to.
我们不讲奖赏。
We don't want to talk about prize.
因为我到教会还有图啊。 不圣洁。
It sounds like you come to church for ulterior motive. That's not holy.
都是全心全意爱上帝的。
Oh, we're here worshiping and we're loving God with the entire heart.
所有人到教会来都是要干干净净、清清洁洁，没有任何的私心，都不自私，一心一意心啊，尽心尽力、尽意尽意爱主你的神。
So,
对不对啊？
Whenever all of you come to church, you cannot have ulterior motives. Don't be selfish. Just love God with your heart.
常常妖魔化了。
And we have demonized the word pride.
弟兄姐妹们，保罗这边，我自己认为，他就是在说奖赏的事情。
I think Paul is focusing on pride.
他为什么没有把握呢？
Why does he not have
confidence? 他为什么要竭力去追呢？
Why is he working towards?
他为什么要忘记背后，只向前往这条路上走？
And why is he forgetting what's behind and
他的标杆是什么意思？
And what is his goal?
我认为他讲这个地方的奖赏就是标杆。
I think his goal is the prize.
跟救恩无关。
And it has nothing to do with salvation.
好吗？这两个概念我今天要跟各位弟兄姊妹讲，你要分开来想。
So, you need to think about the two issues separately.
我先跟各位讲一句也许会震惊你们的话。
And I want to tell you something that might shock you.
但是我认为在我们福音派的信徒里面特别缺乏这方面的教导。
But I think we evangelical Christians lack this teaching.
你们听着哈。
Listen carefully.
我们得救跟行善没有关系。
Our being saved and our good deeds have no direct relationship.
但是我们得救以后的目的是要行善。
But it is for the good deeds that we are saved.
哦，这句话很刺耳哈。
Oh, doesn't that sound weird?
好，我再讲一次哈。
Let me repeat.
我们得救跟行善没有关系。换句话说，行善不能让我们得救 at all.
Our salvation does not come from our good deed, and it's not because of the good deed that we're saved.
但是圣经很明显的告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us clearly.
我们得救以后。是为了要行善。
It is because of the good deed for that purpose that we are saved.
这个概念非常的让人吃惊哈。
And it shocks us this concept.
圣经里面清清楚楚说到。
The Bible says clearly.
我就很简单的跟各位念个一段哈。
And I will read this to you.
以弗所说二章。
From Ephesians
2. 圣经里面常常引用我们在上帝面前在天父面前等等等等等等啊。以弗所说二章第十节。
2 verse 10.
好，我们看看第九节，也不是出于行为有人自夸，你们不要看，你就听我念就可以了哈。
You can just listen.
不是出于行为，免得有人自夸得救，对吧？但是我们常常忽略了第十节。
So we often overlook verse 10.
好，我就念给你们听。我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善。就是神所预备叫我们行的，弟兄姐妹。
It says for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
换句话说，要我们得救是为了我们预备我们，要我们去行善的。
In other words, He saved us to prepare us to do good.
我们因为马丁路德的这个因信称义等等等等，我们不知不觉的我们就把行善妖魔化了。
And because of, you know, Martin Luther and his teaching of justification by faith, we demonized the idea of do good works.
就认为跟得救无关，所以我们完全不要行善。
So we have overcorrected. We think, oh, because we don't need good works to be saved, so we don't have to do good works.
另外一段圣经在提摩太后书三章十六节讲到圣经，对吧？
And the other verse is from 2 Timothy 3:16.
好，我就不念了。圣经是什么？教训督责，使人归正，都是有益的。等等等等，等到最后怎么样？好了，我们请 Sarah 念。
16节吗？
对，就十六到十七。
Okay, so 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
最后那句再念一次。
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
For every good work.
做所有的行善。
弟兄姊妹，如果我们礼拜五天天查经。
If we study the Bible every Friday,
如果我们礼拜天天天讲圣经
if we talk about the Bible every Sunday,
全部学会了
You have learned everything in the Bible.
哎，我懂了，我这个有三个博士的学位啊。
You say I have three doctoral degree.
No,
that's not important.
是要干什么？
What is it for?
是要干什么？
What is the knowledge for?
你学了圣经是要干什么的？
You learn the Bible so you can do what?
Good work. 去做 good work.
To do good works.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要把行善妖魔化。
So don't demonize good works.
我们上帝要我们得救，不是靠着行为，不是靠着善行。
And God wants to save us not because of the good work.
但是我们得救了之后，上帝的使命就是一个。
But after we are saved, this is God's commandment.
就是要我们去行善。
It's for us to do good work.
弟兄姊妹，我太缺乏这样子的教导。
I think we lack this teaching.
所以我今天再愿意把各位提出来。
So I want to bring this point.
就是奖赏啊。
The goal is the prize.
保罗他忘记背后努力面前，他就是向着他的奖赏直奔去努力。
So Paul wants to forget what's behind and work towards the goal.
什么叫做直跑啊？就是中文翻译直跑。
And what does it mean to run towards?
其实就是努力啊。
And it means to work very hard.
就是努力就是什么意思啊？就是付代价，很简单。
To work hard means to pay some price.
救恩没有要你付代价。
The salvation is free. You don't have to pay any price.
但是你要得奖赏。
But if you want to have the price,
你一定要得付代价。
You need to pay the price.
弟兄姊妹，这个概念我们福音派很缺乏。
And this is what evangelical Christians lack.
我们认为白白得来啊，感谢主。
We say salvation is free when we receive it. We praise the Lord.
我们每一个人到天上都是一样。
We will all go to heaven and we will all be the same.
我们每一个人排排坐吃果果一样的。
We all sit down and enjoy a feast together.
你们是不是在小学、在主日学里面都是这样被教导，是不是
？Isn't that what you learn from Sunday school?
我们每一个人到天上都是一样的。
We will be all the same when we get to heaven. Will we be the same?
一不一样。
Will we be the same?
一不一样。没有把握。
You cannot confidently say that, can you?
一不一样。
Will we be the same?
这个就是我认为哈，我最急迫的，我自己认为真的不一样。
So now I want to tell you this.
圣经里面明明讲，耶稣基督叫我们积财宝在天。
The Bible says, Jesus Christ teaches us to accumulate our wealth in heaven. Why do we have to accumulate our wealth in heaven?
如果说在天上都是一样，那我们积什么财宝？反正一样嘛。
If it's all the same, then we don't have to accumulate any wealth.
弟兄姊妹，我们缺乏了这个概念，我们常常不知不觉，我们认为我们把我们自己神化了，我们都无私的奉献给神，反正将来都一样，没关系，我不管别人。
So we may say that, oh, because in the heaven, it will all be the same for every one of us. So I have no motive. I am just praising God, worshiping out of the goodness of my heart.
我自己认为我们每一个人在天上，我们的奖赏都不一样。
I think in heaven, we will all have different prizes.
你们到我们到邻朋友家去拜访。
When we go to visit our friends,
我们要带一些礼物是吧？
Sometimes we bring gifts, right?
从台湾来的带凤梨酥。
If you are from Taiwan, maybe you bring pineapple cake.
从大陆来带一些好的茶。
Maybe if you're from China, you bring tea.
你到天上的时候，你拿什么给上帝、啊、
？So when you go to heaven, what do you bring to give God?
你给什么上帝见面
？What do you bring to visit him?
你给他什么礼物
？What kind of gift?
Oh, 上帝，谢谢你给我的救恩。
You say, God, thank you for your salvation.
弟兄姊妹，这不是礼物。
This is not a gift.
你要给上帝的礼物是要用你的血汗去赚来的。
If you want,
这才叫礼物。
The gift that you give God, you need to work hard for it.
你白白得来的，你怎么还给上帝？这算礼物吗
？If you receive it freely, how can you give it back and say this is a gift?
二十四个长老拿他的金冠冕放在主面前敬拜的时候，是拿他的血汗呢？掉的脑袋换来的。
So when the 24 elders knelt down and laid down their crowns before the Lord and worship Him, those crowns are exchanged by their blood and sweat.
奖赏标杆的概念非常的薄弱，
非常的
薄弱。
So our understanding of the prize and the goal is very weak.
基督徒不是自私啊。
Christians are not selfish.
我们只是应该明白真理。
We need to understand the truth.
你知道吗？为什么上帝必须要给我们奖赏？
And why does God need to give us praise?
圣经里面说有一很长段的话，耶稣自己讲。
And there's this teaching by Jesus in the Bible, very long.
你到生病的时候你来看我，我饿的时候你给我吃，我渴了你给我喝，等等等等，讲了很长很长的篇幅。
He says he comments that some of you visit me when I'm sick, and you gave me water to drink when I'm thirsty. What was his conclusion?
你在小子中最小的一个，给我一杯凉水喝，你不能不得什么？
The conclusion is, if you do this unto the smallest brother among you, then you will receive Christ.
奖赏是上帝全然公义的彰显，明白吗？
Christ is the manifestation of God's total righteousness.
如果我们每一个人到天上去排排坐吃果果都一样，上帝没有公义。
If we get to heaven, we are all the same. Then God is not righteous.
我们不管有没有人跟他愿意挑战，上帝公义这件事情，他没有办法解释他清楚。
God is righteous, and if he does, if he gives us all the same reward, then he cannot call himself righteous.
上帝的公义一定要彰显。
His righteousness has to be
100%. 上帝的慈爱也是要彰显100%.
Mercy also needs to be manifested.
我们不能因为强调上帝的慈爱，就把上帝公义那一部分，哎呀，没关系，没关系，糊糊过就算了。
We cannot throw out His righteousness just because we want to emphasize His mercy.
你不能不得奖赏。后面的意思就是说，上帝绝对会有他的公义审判在那个时候。
And Jesus said, "You will be rewarded," and that means God's righteousness will be manifested.
弟兄姊妹，我们做的任何一件事情都是有后果的。
Whatever we do, there are consequences.
我们必须要知道，上帝一定会审判。
We have to know that God will have His judgment.
很多人说，我做善行，我没钱。
Some people say, "Oh, I don't have the money to do good work."
没有力。
And I don't have the physical ability.
很简单的问题。
And let me ask you something simple.
你有一杯凉水吗？
Do you have a cup of water?
有没有？
Do you have a cup of cold water?
你就可以跟富有人一样得同样的奖赏。
Then you can receive the same reward as those who are rich.
你有没有两个小钱？
Do you have two small coins?
你有没有两个小钱？
Do you have two small coins?
连黄志强都有啊。
Even John has two small coins.
他的奉献可以跟那些富有人的奉献在神面前一样得奖赏，是不是啊？
And if he offers those two small coins, it will be the same as those rich people who offer two small coins. Every one of us can do good.
每一个人都可以为神摆上他他的善行。
Can do good work for God.
我跟一个弟兄姊妹讲，上帝的智慧就在这里。
And let me tell you, this is God's wisdom.
当我们遵行神的旨意的时候，
When we abide by God's teaching,
上帝赢。上帝 win,
God wins.
弟兄姊妹，所有世界上的穷人赢。
And all the poor people in the world and the brothers and sisters, we all win.
还有一个谁赢啊？
And there's a third party.
还有一个谁赢啊？
Who else wins?
还有一个谁赢？
Who else?
还有一个谁赢？
Who else wins?
不要客气，还有一个谁赢啊？自己嘛。
Yourself.
哎呀，客气什么？哎呀，我们真是、
Don't be overly courteous.
我们真是太谦虚了。我们都不要讲了。我们都在天上做一个。
Oh, say I don't want the prize. I just want to be with God in heaven.
天，我们在天上做穷人去好不好？
Do you want to be poor people in heaven?
我们每个天上住 ghetto 好不好？
Do you want to live in ghetto in heaven?
我们在天上赤身露体好不好？
Do you want to be naked in heaven?
到天上我们见上帝的时候赤身露体，因为一把火草木和谐全部烧掉了嘛，对吧？
When we get to heaven, are you going to be naked? Because
你要这个金银珠宝了，你还是要草木和谐？这样一到时候一看，马上知道。
Your faith will show when you get to heaven.
不要客气呀。
So don't be overly courteous.
不要在地上积财宝。
Don't accumulate wealth in this earth.
但是要怎么样啊？
That is correct, but
在天上积财宝。
Accumulate your wealth in heaven.
是为了上帝的关系。
And that is for God.
也是为别人。
It's also for other people.
也是为神。
For God.
你不知不觉，你其实是最大的受益者是谁啊？
And the biggest benefactor.
好不好意思讲？
The beneficiary is yourself.
好不好意思讲？
You can say that boldly.
我们真的，我不敢说中毒太深啊，我们真的是影响太大，我们都很谦虚。哎呀，我们不要自私，我们不要现实，我们不要功利，我们都是为别人专心专意爱上帝在上帝。
So we've been greatly influenced by all these saying of we have to be, you know, selfless and we have no ulterior motive. This is all for God.
保罗为什么说我要竭力的追求啊？
And why does Paul say I want to strive towards?
他不是追救恩。
He's not working towards salvation.
他连自己有的这个奖赏的把握他都没有，他忘记背后，努力往前走。
And but he cannot say boldly that he will have the prize. He's forgetting what's behind, working towards ahead.
三赢的道理。
And he understands this concept of three wins. God wins, people win, and I win.
弟兄姊妹，我不怪你们，因为我以前也是这样子的。
So I don't blame you because I used to be the same.
但是我认为我们要有智慧。
But we have to have the wisdom.
圣经这里面非常清楚，对我个人而言，就是标杆，就是奖赏。
So for myself, this is very clear. The goal is the prize.
神是一个很公义的神。
God is righteous.
你的结局你自己负责。
So you will be responsible for your own outcome.
这个概念。我在神面前仔细想，是太公平不过了。
And I think this is a very fair.
我们在神以后，在永生里面，特别是永生里面的结局。
When we reach our outcome in eternity,
我们自己决定。
We are the only person who can decide.
没有任何一个人替我们决定。
No one else can decide for us.
我们在神面前审判的时候
，When we stand in front of judgment,
每一个人都哑口无言。
Nobody has any word to say.
没有任何人能够怪别人。
And nobody can blame other people.
你救恩的事情也是你自己决定。
Because you decide for yourself about salvation.
你在神面前的奖赏也是你自己决定。
And the price you receive is also decided by you.
上帝公义必须要百分之百的彰显。
God's righteousness can be fully manifested.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要小看这件事情。
And don't look down on
this matter. 牧师怎么样？牧师怎么样？弟兄姐妹怎么样？怎么样？ No, 不要怪任何人。
And don't point your fingers and say, oh, the pastor didn't do his job or the brothers and sisters didn't do his job. You have to decide whether or not you want to be with God.
你如果在世界上你不愿意跟神在一起，不愿意跟他有份。
If you don't want to be with God in this world,
你将来去到一个与神没有份的地方，你们也知道是哪里。
And then you will go to this place.
不要怪上帝把你打下地狱，不是的，是你自己选择要去。
Don't blame that God sent you to
hell. 我们将来在神面前的奖赏也是一样。
And we.Make decision of our own price as well. We work for it.
因为每一滴血汗，上帝不能不给你奖赏。
Because of your blood and sweat, God cannot not give you the price you deserve.
是保罗没有把握的。
And this is what Paul has no confidence for.
不管过去，我望着标杆往前走。
I forgot what's behind, and I
walk
towards the goal.
因为我要得到最大的奖赏。
Because I want to receive the biggest prize.
不是好像我功利，我自私，不是。
And that is not because.We're selfish.
当一个人尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神的时候
，When a person loves God with all his mind and soul，
哎呀，不是上帝赢了哈，哎呀，我好开心！你看你们笨蛋都爱我，你看你们吃亏我赢了。
God is not the sole beneficiary of this. God is not saying, "Oh, I'm the only winner."
在他的设计里面
，In His design，
当我们尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主神的时候
，When we love Him with all our heart and soul，
我们得到。最大永远的福气。
We receive the best blessing in the world.
弟兄
姐妹 This is three wins.
在上帝的无穷智慧里面，我五体投地。
In God's infinite wisdom, I bow down.
但是我们要很清楚。
But we need to be clear.
我们走出去，我们不要紧张。哎呀，我很功利，你不需要。
But you don't have to say, oh, now I have this ulterior motive of coming to church.
时候，神不能不给我们奖赏。
When we love God, God cannot not give us the price we deserve.
我们先对救恩要有百分之百把握。
So be confident in salvation.
是因为耶稣的关系。
It's because of the work of Jesus Christ.
不管你的出身，你的背景。
And no matter what kind of your background is.
你都可以成为百分之百，公不公平
？You can be 100% perfect. Congratulations.
不管是什么样的背景，你都可以成为耶稣基督的信徒。
Regardless of your background, you can all be disciple of Christ.
我认为这是给你一个 qualification， 给你一个资格进天国。
So this gives you the qualification to enter heaven.
但是奖赏是不确定。
But the prize is uncertain.
我们一定要付上代价才能够得到。
We have to pay the price to receive it.
奖赏不是救恩。
And the price is not salvation.
是你的善行。
It's your good work.
我们的人生目标就像保罗一样。
It's just like Paul, our life goal.
就是要得到最大的祝福。
Is to receive the greatest blessing.
我相信没有在这里人喜欢到天上住穷人区。
I believe none of you want to live in ghetto when you get to heaven.
为什么不在现在好好努力做该做的事情？我们在世界上，我们争取做富人区，我们在天上更是要争取。与神更亲近，好不好？
So in this world we are striving to live in the rich community or neighborhood, then in heaven we also want to be closer to God.
耶稣他自己就是一个例子。
And Jesus is the prime example.
他看到十字架后面的荣耀和奖赏，他能够忍耐十字架的苦楚。
He sees the honor and the glory that comes after the cross, so he can endure the pain of the cross.
这个是一个希望，这是我们对奖赏的盼望期许。
This is our hope and expectation of the prize.
耶稣都这样做，我们为什么不这样做呢？
If Jesus did it, why not we?
有盼望，有希望，对标杆，对奖赏有期许，是应该的。
It's good, and it's the way it should be to have expectation of the prize.
不要把自己神化了。
神话 don't deify yourself.
我们求神帮助我们哈。我知道今天有一点 shock， 很多人也会听了以后，哎呦，这跟我原想的不一样。我没有说请你们百分之百相信，你们回家自己分辨好不好
？So some of you may be shocked that this is different from the teaching I received before. But think about it as you go home.
但是我盼望把我们的概念翻转一下。
But I want to turn this concept upside down.
尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神，后面最大的收获者其实就是自己。
To love God with all your heart and mind and soul,
不冲突的
you are the greatest beneficiary.
弟兄姊妹，我们基督徒不是自私，不是功利。
And this does not mean you are selfish.
只是明白神大计划后面的智慧和他的奇妙。
But we want to understand the wisdom, the infinite wisdom behind God's design.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，你帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹。
God, please help us all.
我们常常把一些事情神化了，特别是奖赏这件事情。
We often deify the prize.
主啊，而不是救恩或者是一些思想。
We deify the salvation.
主啊，求你赦免我们对圣经的无知。
Please forgive us of our ignorance.
特别是我们这些在教会做带领教导的。
Especially as leaders in the church.
主啊，常常是瞎子领瞎子，这么多年。
We're like blind leading the blind.
你帮助我们对圣经更加的明白。
Please help us understand your word.
我们探索在经文后面神你自己无穷的智慧和安排。
We want to explore the infinite wisdom in the Bible, in the verses, and God's arrangement.
求主帮助我们众教会的弟兄姐妹。
May the Lord help us, all the brothers and sisters.
明白救恩与善行无关。
To understand that salvation does not come from good works.
但是我们得救之后就是要去做善行。
But we are saved to do good works.
你是为我们的缘故，你如此安排。
And this is your design for our sake.
求你怜悯看顾。
Please have mercy and watch over our church.
有这个新的概念，新的神学思想。
To have this.New theological understanding. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 好，我欢迎各位弟兄姊妹，我们一起来讨论啊。我没有说我一定对。
I'm not saying I'm 100% correct, but I want to have this discussion with you.
就是帮助我们多读圣经，好不好
？Please study the Bible,
好吗
？Let's study together. Thank you.